From our studios on the campus of Mohawk College in Hamilton, this is CIOI, Mohawk College Radio, C101.5 FM.
Welcome back to Cinematic Soundard here on C101.5 FM, Mohawk College Radio. This is the show dedicated to the music of film and television. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. On today's program, we are featuring part two of our four-part tribute to conductor, the late great conductor, Charles Gerhardt, and his fabulous film score re-recordings with the National Philharmonic Orchestra. I made mention that he recorded film music throughout the 60s, the 70s, and into the early and mid-80s, featuring such composers as Erich Wolfgang Korngold, Bernard Herrmann, Max Steiner, Nicholas Rocha, William Walton, John Williams, John Barry, Lee Holdridge. You name the classic composer, and he recorded music from that particular composer, and it's too bad that he wasn't able to conduct more material, especially working on, let's say, another Bernard Herrmann recording or something from a more modern composer such as Jerry Goldsmith or even some work from James Horner. But still, yeah, we got 15 LPs from his classic film score series and a couple of other discs from other record labels such as Varese Sarabande Records and the Chesky label. And it's just great to have all of this wonderful music available to us. Some have gone out of print, so hopefully one of these days RCA will decide to re-release these wonderful albums to the public and hopefully introduce some younger listeners to the great music from the golden age of Hollywood. Coming up during this hour, we're going to be listening to music from two composers. We're going to be featuring about 40 minutes of music from composer Nicholas Rocha. We're going to feature an extended suite from the 1947 psychological thriller called The Red House. We'll also be listening to three short suites from The Thief of Baghdad, Nicholas Rocha's Academy Award-winning score to Spellbound, and music from Ivanhoe. And before we end this hour, we're going to be listening to a suite from composer Sir William Walton's score to Henry V. During our last hour, we'll listen to music exclusively from Max Steiner. We're going to feature the extended suite from The Fountainhead, and then we're going to try to listen to most of, if not all, of the re-recording by Charles Gerhardt for Max Steiner's classic score to Gone with the Wind. We'll feature two lengthy suites for you at the end of today's program. As I mentioned, we're going to open up this hour with music from composer Nicholas Rocha and the album called Spellbound, the classic film scores of Nicholas Rocha, available on the RCA label. And on this album, we get a fine sampling of the wide range of music from the distinguished Hungarian composer. Everything from Knights of the Round Table to The Thief of Baghdad, his Academy Award-winning score to Spellbound, as well as an extended suite from a film that I never heard of until I received this album, called The Red House, released in 1974. It was a psychological thriller telling the story of a teenage boy who takes a job on a remote farm but crosses swords with a wooden-legged owner when he tries to take a shortcut through the local woods. And then there are warnings that the woods is haunted, there are screams at night, and that there is an evil red house in those woods. The score by Nicholas Rocha is an absolute classic. It features a large orchestra thematic score, which features the use of a theremin, something that Nicholas Rocha used for his Academy Award-winning score to Spellbound. He liked it so much that he incorporated into this thriller. He does a very good job of composing music for the theremin, but this is a fantastic, as I said, thematic orchestral score, and I'm very pleased to present for the very first time on this program the extended suite, which was conducted by Charles Gerhardt and performed by the National Philharmonic Orchestra. Again, this is music from The Red House, composed by Nicholas Rocha.
We'll be right back.
Another brilliant score by composer Mikolas Rocha, this time from the 1947 psychological thriller called The Red House. That was Charles Gerhardt conducting the National Philharmonic Orchestra in a performance of that suite. And it comes off an album called Spellbound, the classic film scores of Mikolas Rocha, available on the RCA Victor label. We have to take a quick break, but when we return, we will listen to more music from this album and will feature suites from such films as The Thief of Baghdad, Spellbound, and Ivanhoe. And coming up a little bit later this hour, we'll listen to an extended suite of Sir William Walton's music from the 1944 version of William Shakespeare's Henry V. You're listening to Cinematic Sound right here on C101.5 FM. We'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the radio station with diversity. This is C101.5 FM.
Welcome back to Cinematic Sound, heard here on C101.5 FM, Mohawk College Radio. My name is Eric Woods, and on today's program, we are featuring music conducted by Charles Gerhardt and performed by the National Philharmonic Orchestra. We're listening to music from his classic film scores series, and we are actually listening to music by composer Mikolas Rocha. In this week, we're going to feature three films for you, and we're going to open up with music from The Thief of Baghdad, released in 1940. And it's basically one of the greatest fantasy adventure films ever made. And it's also included on a short list of movies with a long, complicated production of script rewrites, multiple directors being Ludwig Berger, Michael Powell, and Tim Whelan. And yet the film managed to emerge as a special film and a classic film from the 1940s. The film was released in December of 1940, and the film won Oscars for special effects, color cinematography, and art direction. And there was also a nomination for Mikolas Rocha's rousing score that featured a wonderful love theme called The Love of the Princess. That's what we'll feature for you in just a moment. We'll then move on to music from the Alfred Hitchcock film called Spellbound, released in 1945. The score to this film, composed by Mikolas Rocha, is one of the most recognized scores out there. Rocha used the theremin, extremely effective, and it intensifies the madness of the Dr. Edwards. The score is also highlighted by a beautiful and calm love theme, and in later years, the score would be adapted into a concerto, and in that form, it has been recorded many times and is frequently featured in classical concert performances. The score actually won an Academy Award in 1945. We'll then move ahead to 1952 and the film Ivanhoe, starring Robert Tyler and Elizabeth Taylor. The score features an heroic main theme, two sumptuous love themes, and rousing battle music, as well as tournament fanfares galore. And we're going to feature a 5-minute suite from that score as well. And now music composed by Mikolas Rocha from the films The Thief of Baghdad, Spellbound, and Ivanhoe, all conducted by Charles Gerhardt and performed by the National Philharmonic Orchestra. music from Miklós Rocha's score to the film Ivanhoe. You also heard in there a suite from Miklós Rocha's Academy Award-winning score to Spellbound, and we opened it up with the love theme from The Thief of Baghdad. All of these tracks conducted by Charles Gerhard and performed by the National Philharmonic Orchestra, available on a disc from RCA Victor called Spellbound, the classic film scores of Miklós Rocha. We have to take one more break this hour, and when we return, we will feature an extended suite of music from Sir William Walton's score to the 1944 William Shakespeare film called Henry V. You're listening to Cinematic Sound Heard here on C101.5 FM. We'll be back in just a moment.
Mohawk College Radio, C101.5 FM.
Welcome back to Cinematic Sound Heard here on C101.5 FM, Mohawk College Radio. My name is Eric Woods, and on today's program, we're listening to music conducted by the late, great conductor Charles Gerhard and performed by the National Philharmonic Orchestra. We're featuring many of their film score re-recordings, which were done between, let's say, the early 1960s throughout the 70s and into the 80s and ended in around 1984, 85, sometime around there. What we're going to feature for you right now is an extended suite of music from the 1944 version of William Shakespeare's Henry V. Now, the late Laurence Olivier's great success with Shakespearean films lies on basically the bedrock of music by Sir William Walton. They worked together on Henry V, Hamlet, and Richard III. 1944, Laurence Olivier filmed Henry V and, of course, used William Walton as the composer. This score remains a landmark in film scoring, and in putting together this world premiere recording performance, Charles Gerhard went from William Walton's original orchestrations and devised a suite that is longer and somewhat differently sequenced than the concert version, which we have become familiar with. To achieve the ends he wished, Gerhard augmented the National Philharmonic Orchestra with the band of the Grenadier Guards and the Ambrosian Singers, and the result is yet another success from Charles Gerhard and the National Philharmonic Orchestra. This comes off an album called The Music from The Prince and the Pauper, The Constant Nymph, Escape Me Never, In Between Two Worlds, featuring music by Eric Wolfgang Korngold, John Williams, Alex North, Miklós Rocha, and Georges Delarue. And this is the suite from the 1944 film Henry V, performed by Charles Gerhard and the National Philharmonic Orchestra, and composed by Sir William Walton. We'll be right back.